Hello, welcome to The Money Adjustment. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Kramer, DC. I am a chiropractor who loves investing and trading. Are you interested in what's moving markets and your money? Great. Two, let's get started. I asked Meta AI, why is social media relevant to business? This is the reply. Hey, John.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great. Sound good.
All right. Better than the other day, so good.
Yeah, a lot better. Do you have a mic? It sounds good.
No, not here. I'm at my mom's, but it's just my phone.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds good on the phone.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Oh, because you have the 16 now, right?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it makes a difference. Yeah, it's, oh, wow, it really makes a difference.
I still have a mic at my home that I need to get figured out, like yours, like a studio mic, so that's even better.
Okay. I'm looking. I guess we're actually recording, so I'm going to kind of just jump into it. Sound good?
Sure.
All right. Yep. So, you know how I do it. Today's special guest is a dear friend of mine from chiropractic school way back in the day, Dr. John Hostin. Why I have him on, he and I have been having some interesting conversations revolving around social media, and I reached out to John because I was blown away. He has over 1 million followers on TikTok. So before I have John say anything, he's patiently waiting in the background. I've like built him up here. I asked Meta AI, why is social media relevant to business? And this was the reply. So, brand awareness, it establishes and maintains your online presence. Customer engagement, direct interactions with customers, fostering loyalty. Marketing, targeted for advertising, promotions, and campaigns. Networking, connects with partners, suppliers, and industry influencers. Market research, valuable insights into customer preferences and trends. Reputation management, monitors and addresses customer feedback. Website traffic, drives visitors to your website. Sales, generates leads and conversations. Competitor analysis, tracks competitors and strategies. Cost effective compared to traditional advertising. So that's the relationship between why social media is relevant to business. And since I'm doing this podcast and investing and business, and this particular episode is going to emphasize social media, I wanted to give some broader context for what we're doing. And without further ado, welcome Dr. John Hostin. John, say hello to everybody.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Mark Kramer, my friend from chiropractic school. We go back a little ways. I'm honored to be on The Money Adjustment, which I've seen the few episodes here now.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate you listening. Now, John and I did, we actually had a really great call. I think it was a couple days ago, but John was in his car and it kept cutting in and out. So we're like, all right, we got to set this up where you can actually get on a regular mic and we can do this. And I know you had a lot to say about social media in general, but let's talk monetization. Let's just get right into it, because I think we did this the last time. Let's just get right into monetization on TikTok. So how are you monetizing your platform right now?
Yeah, so a brief summary. I started on TikTok in 2020 during the COVID. Like a lot of adults hopped on at that time. Since then, it's grown with all age groups doing different things. Back then, my account grew, you know, it started pretty quickly. And I'm like, hey, this seems easy. People like what I'm doing. I grew in followers, engagements, and it was good. I had a couple of viral videos. And once I got to the point where I was able to monetize, where you qualify for that, though, viral videos would do well. I'd get paid. They've changed a lot of things over the years. The social media market on TikTok's been more saturated. A lot of creators are doing similar things what I'm doing. However, I was able to grow to over 1 million. That was my first goal, and I finally reached it after several years. Since they changed the landscape, fast forward to present day, monetization, there's a lot of different avenues on there, and they try to make that friendly for creators. It's not just, you know, if your video does well, you get paid for that. They changed the format. You have to do at least minute-long videos to get paid, and depending on how well those do. Well, my videos are predicated on more short time stretches, 15 to 30 seconds, and I don't make money on those, but that's okay because I enjoy the growth on there, engaging with people. You know, if that helps them out, that is number one. That means the most important thing to me. But currently, I'm monetizing on there. You have to qualify for this too, but I'm doing a lot of advertisement type videos, which aren't on my page. They're used by companies for their own ads that appear in apps, whether it's on TikTok or any app you download, whether it's a gaming app, anything that has advertising. They'll use your ads for whatever product it is, anything from pet treats that are good for immunity to a lot of different supplements. I'll get sent. I got a treadmill, in-house treadmill, walking pad, clothing, fitness, workout clothing, you name it. If the video does well and it gets engagement for their own products, you know, I'll make money based on that. But that's just a little side gig from my full-time job as a chiropractor. So whatever it does is just all, I enjoy that. However, I'd like to get back to more, you know, monetization for what I do. And there's also the opportunity to sell merchandise, you know, have a TikTok shop where people could buy products. I've dabbled a little bit in that TikTok shop stuff, but that doesn't excite me as much. It's more, you know, my asset, my product, and I've expanded out to other social media avenues too. Most recently Threads, per our discussion, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Yeah.
So this is awesome. Yeah, I have so many different directions I want to go with you. What is your product right now? Your main product is would you consider your main product still chiropractic in the adjustment?
No, I know a lot of chiropractors go that route and they do well on social media and that's all they do is just showing, you know, adjustments and people like that sort of thing too. I did a little bit of that over the years, but my main thing is just showing people how to stretch whatever area of the body, mobility, exercise is good for this kind of thing, whatever people ask for. That's the main thing. Stretching, mobility is probably 90% of what I do. But it's not really a product in terms of anything that I could sell unless I went to promote one-on-one appointments, you know, off the site, which some creators do. I haven't gone that route. But
is that something you're considering? Is that in the possibility?
I would if I knew. Yeah, definitely. Because people have asked for it on my page, you know, do one-on-one appointments, video sessions, just to help me with whatever movement or if I have pain in this area, how do I start exercising that sort of thing.
I wish I did in the intro how I really appreciate your videos because they're very clever and entertaining. If you haven't checked Dr. John Hostin's videos on TikTok and you're interested in what we're talking about, they're very, you have a, I don't want to say dry sense of humor, but you have a certain sense of humor with some of your videos that I really appreciate. And so you have some fun, like there's stretching, but there's other types of content in there too.
Yeah, sometimes I've gone off track and to more, you know, whatever and based on comments, you know, if I get negative comments, I'll use those for a response that's equally trying to be funny, almost poking fun at myself. I don't mind using myself as a target and just
sure. I know
that kind
we can
of thing.
We as chiropractors we can be easy targets sometimes.
I
think of the show Two and a Half Men. Because I was practicing in Los Angeles at the time that show was really popular. And I was like, wow, I'm being represented by this guy on Two and a Half Men. It's like the most, when people think of chiropractors, he's one of the more popular television ones.
Definitely. And it's almost like a caricature that people, you know, use chiropractors as when they're portrayed on TV and such.
For sure. So it was interesting because you said there's different opportunities for monetization with regards to advertising, you said, is one. Now, just for an example, you said treadmill. You said something about a treadmill.
Right.
What would they do? Would they have you add their link to your video or just say, hey, how do you promote for them exactly? Do you create a specific video for them or do you just add it to a video that you're already you've already made?
There's different ways. One, I can put that product in my TikTok shop on my profile. If I link to it, I'll do a video advertising it, and then that gets posted on my page. I try to limit that sort of thing because then it looks like a shopping network. You know, if all my page is all, you know, selling a product that's on my TikTok shop. I also got another walking pad type treadmill that is just primary, and they'll send me the product for free, you know, obviously included as whatever. I don't pay for it.
Sure.
And then I'll do a video for them and they can use it for their own advertising. That has nothing to do with my page. So there's, that's the two different ways.
With regards to advertisers.
Yeah, and they'll just use it there, you know, for wherever they put it on social media on their own.
Does TikTok pay you directly? Is that like another form? So if your content does well, then you'll get like a check from, I'm trying to remember the parent company for TikTok. It's coming to me off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I forget too, but... you get paid monthly from TikTok from any of the revenue you've gotten through any of these things, and it's just directly into your account there, and then you have your bank account linked and it goes right into my bank account then.
Okay. So we had advertisers, the content itself, and did you say another one in there? Those are the two major.
Yeah, there's the content itself, right? Over a minute, advertisers. You can also sell your own product on TikTok if I had merchandise like shirts or whatever.
Sure.
Or socks or whatever. That could be, I could sell on my own TikTok shop for that too. And they're always trying to push for that. But I've never set up with any company to send me items and get it in bulk and send, you know, I've thought of that too. Cause I know people would pay for like foam items they could use that I use a lot, such as yoga blocks. I've got a lot of people asking me, oh, how do I get these or where I sell them? And I just say you can get them anywhere, you know, Amazon. But if I had my own, it would be a lot easier for people to see that, hey, I see that in your video. How do I get one of those items? That's something I would love to do, like yoga blocks.
Yeah, that makes
example.
A lot of sense that you could brand items like that.
And put a logo on it.
Yeah. Do you have a logo? Do you have a design for what you're doing?
I've had a graphic artist give me some mock-ups of like a stick figure. There's some interesting ones that I like. Yeah. So there's, awesome. I have a number of things I could use. That's definitely awesome. On the table.
It's one of the things that's tricky for me here is you and I got into some interesting stuff on the other call. I'm going to see if I can maybe edit some of that into this on here. But I want to give some people background because your page, you started your page while you were associated with another chiropractic office. So your page doesn't actually have your name. It has the name of the chiropractic office that you were associated with, which... You no longer at that practice. You're now at a different practice, but you still have a relationship with the owner of the other chiropractic practice because I know this story, but I think, you know, this will be the first time people are hearing it.
So when I started TikTok, originally it was for their practice, but nobody knew what they were doing and I did everything. So they're like, you know, that's your page. So that wasn't technically theirs. The TikTok. So I just changed over the name to my name on TikTok now. But the Instagram and Facebook, I was, you know, posting stuff on there to help their established Facebook and Instagram accounts. And those grew from, you know, a typical chiropractor has their social media business page, 500 to 1,000 followers, give or take. And that's what it was for a while. Well, then those started to explode. And currently, Facebook is at like 440,000 and Instagram is 247K, which is funny and unheard of for just a small business.
Right.
So it kind of became this thing like, well, whose does it belong to? I mean, those are still theirs, but I grew their page. So even though I'm not practicing there, they obviously let me still handle it and post whenever I want for just stretches, not have anything to do with their practice, specifically their own posts that they do. So it's a mutual beneficial thing because I have monetized Facebook and Instagram and I get, you know, paid through there too, just for the videos doing well. They're kind of that old school format, which is nice. So, you know, they're definitely okay with that since it benefits them
too.
So
they get the value because you're helping build their brand also.
Right.
So they're getting value from that. And then you're getting, you can get the value through monetization.
Exactly.
On the platforms. Yeah, that right. actually makes sense.
And my old boss, I'm friends with him, and we were actually trying to promote an app for sleeping, for example. So he wants to use the big reach that we have to promote something that he's very passionate about with this app. So that's where it comes. That's why it comes in handy too for him to allow me to do what I do. He doesn't know the ins and outs of, you know, how to promote something. He just knows he wants it, or he's good at talking about it. So we, you know, shoot some videos together, us talking about it. But then I do all the editing and posting for that, for example.
How much time do you spend editing?
At first it was, you know, it was like a half hour to an hour per video, you know, when I was first on TikTok learning. But now I can do a stretch for a certain area, edit it all within, you know, 10 minutes if I wanted to.
Okay.
Pretty quickly.
So how much time do you think a week you're spending on creating content?
During an average typical week, you know, when I was at my peak, 3 to 4 videos a day, every day at least, and maybe several hours. It's not a lot because I can knock things out pretty quickly, but currently it's probably under 10 hours, I would say, total, even including all the advertising things that I do. That the more right. efficient you can make yourself, the better it is, you know, obviously.
I'm resonating with what you're saying because I'm creating content through the podcast is now my primary format
yes.
for creating content. And mm-hmm. in the beginning, it was a lot of hours because I was just learning the different software to use and the platforms and how to get published on different platforms. I'm even still working on Spotify. I have some logistical issues because I had these video and there's an extra steps involved when you're doing the video for Spotify. So I'm like still working mm-hmm. through some things, but I've been able to get the podcasting process to save me a little bit of time. And I imagine just like for you and probably for people listening is that if you're doing other things, which in the beginning, anytime you venture into something new, you're yep. already engaged in something else. So as busy professionals, you and I are both professionals, we see patients, we're busy with other activities. So the idea of even creating this whole other aspect is for me at times it felt overwhelming
right
initially
yeah and that's exactly there's that learning curve, and if you can crunch it down to the most efficient process, like you've come a long way. I see how your podcast is fascinating how you were working the kinks out at first, but now I can tell you're a lot more, you know, smooth everything.
It definitely continues to get more streamlined. And yes. it's still like an evolving process, but that's why I'm interested in you as another creative and a professional creative. So some people, it's like their full-time job, which a lot of people right. would advocate for. They would say, just focus on one thing and then make that thing bigger.
Yes, that's exactly what that's my ultimate goal. I would love to do this sort of thing full-time, but to get to that point, obviously you need to find the reasonable revenue to support yourself.
Absolutely. And at least you're monetized in some way. Like at this point, and I yes. jokingly say this, but it's true. It's like, this is a vanity project for me. I don't have any, like, I don't have any sponsors. Nothing's funneling back in. I haven't started promoting anything yet. So like, I'm really just getting this process down in the hopes that somewhere down the line, it's going to make like
it makes the grind all worth it and the learning process all worth it. And we're both passionate about this sort of thing. So it's fun. You know, I want to do something I enjoy this much full time.
Absolutely. I think that'll be one of a lot of people that I'm networking with now. I feel like I'm having an ongoing conversation with. And the reason it's ongoing is because I see us as all works in progress. Some people yep. are further along on that work, and some people are in the early stages of it. I have a lot of things happening in the early stages on a lot of fronts that I think on the outside, it just looks like I just look crazy. Like I'm just out there. Everyone's like, all right, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he's trying to get me to do or what, you know, what, because there's probably some level I imagine, I don't know, where people are just thinking anybody that's posting me is trying to sell me something. down the road.
Yeah.
It's like there's like some funnel. Anybody I listen to that says anything that's going to help make me better, I know at some point down the line, I'm going to have to open up my wallet and distribute them some money.
Right. Or people look at it like, oh, Mark Kramer's just messing around with this stuff. That's fun and nice, you know, and they don't take you seriously as much until you get bigger. And it's like, oh, wow, he's created a thing here.
Absolutely. That's good context for even the framework. When you talk about reach, you have 1 million followers on TikTok, over 1 million followers. You have, like you said, over 400,000 followers on Facebook, 200 something on Instagram. So you've got, not only do you have the 1 million followers on TikTok, but you have the reach of these other platforms. And so your overall reach, you could say, could even be close to 2 million, right? Are we not too far off?
Right. That's what I want to keep growing if possible, you know, because yeah, sometimes the reach, I mean, my highest video on TikTok still, to this day was, 13.5 million views. And, you know, that video has been circulated around because people can take your video, download it. You grant permission for that. And they use it. Like I see it pop up different videos on Instagram a lot from these other sites, like Fix Your Back Pain or Back Pain Exercises. And they'll take your stuff. And I'm fine with that because then it helps circulate even more. And, you know,
they're advertising for sites. You and improving your numbers. Yep.
Yeah. So it's while they're trying to grow win-win.
Right. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to me. I've noticed a lot of people that I follow, they stop talking. They're so big, they stop talking about their individual platforms because they're millions on every platform. And so they start talking about their total numbers. Now,
it really is incredible.
And for context for people listening, like I have 40 followers on TikTok. I have like my largest following is on Threads, which I've been aggressively pursuing because it was the new platform. And that was what reignited my passion for all of this. Is I was pretty much done with social media and a lot of it in my mind until Threads came out. And then Threads was like, oh, I missed the TikTok thing. So I'm going to give this Threads a shot. And I'm bringing that up because I am like, when they say small fish in a small pond, it's like, I'm like a tadpole somewhere. I like don't even exist really online, which is, I'm comfortable with that. I'm okay with that now because I know you always have to start somewhere. When you were building your audience in between 20 and 24, that's where you're focusing your time and attention. And I think that was a period of time where a lot of people were evaluating their circumstances and then venturing into like things they really wanted to do and build things. And certainly building a social media platform was a popular way to go back then. And also the stock market and investing. That's where I spent a lot of my energy during that period, like 2020 to 2022, was just thousands of hours of YouTube videos and CNBC and courses on options trading and cryptocurrency and all of these other things. So I spent my time accumulating this knowledge base, which doesn't have anything to do with my profession. I feel like a connectedness in the sense that we're both trying to grow something that's outside of what we are traditionally known to
do. Right. Exactly. I mean, it kind of landed in my lap. Like I was just dabbling and then it became something like, wow, I enjoy this. I'm fairly decent at it. And then it's like a passion project that turns into something you want to do. And that's what as far as you go, you're using your knowledge base with trading and make it into something that you can talk about and you can have other people on and you can pick their brains. And yet then you're making that into something, which I like that you're sticking with it, because the market and other social media, once they're established, they get saturated. But you're right. Threads is something that just keep going with that, because I'm glad you found that as a avenue.
So I have just over 4,000 followers on Thread, and I've been working kind of relatively hard to do that. But how many followers do you have on Threads? And you don't even really post on there.
I posted two videos when it first came out because, you know, everybody was jumping on Threads and whatever. It did all right. But then I looked the other day and I'm like, I was at 44,000 followers without doing anything.
44,000. Here I am just because sweating it's connected. It out. Day and night, and you just jump on, and that's like the power of once you're established on one platform, then you've built a strong base that will follow you to other platforms, assuming that they cross over on other platforms.
Yes, that's all it was, just people joining because, oh, it's, you know, our Instagram page is big, so then they started funneling over there, and then I now started posting a couple of videos that have done fairly well just because I have the followers on there, so I'm like, okay, well, let's see where this goes, but it's just duplicating what I've already done at this point.
Yeah. I feel like I said early on, I want to have an ongoing conversation with you because we're both trying to grow in the social media realm because we're trying to grow into other things. And and as I started this podcast with the value of social media and how it's relevant to business, a lot of people don't like social media or they poo-poo it or something that they just have to hire out. Because if you don't have an inclination to do something creatively, then it does become a little bit more challenging in terms of the organic realm to build an audience and have
exactly
meaningful content. So we're starting off, you're at like 2 million. And I'm at like 5,000 or something across the board. I'm like a new bland. So I want to have this ongoing conversation with you. I like our niche because it's social media. Like I have a real estate I'm considering an expert because they have more experience than I do. And then I have my people that are investors, and then I have my people that are running businesses. So I'm basically building a network of people who want to grow.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that you're passionate about that.
Yeah. And I really appreciate having you in my community. And we've known each other a lot for a long time in the digital age of AI and so many things where you question what's real and what's not real.
Right.
I truly value these relationships that it's like you and I have a deep history together. We did 4 years of just the grind in chiropractic school, getting inundated with so much information about the human body and how that works. And then we're thrust out into the real world. And it's like, how many people, how do you crack that shell of getting people to, or finding people who share that passion or that interest or that want for the services that you provide? That was a little bit divergent, but
no, and that's fascinating. When we were in school, just studying our brains out, stressing over passing that test, who would have thought we'd end up, like, you know, a number of years later in these avenues? It's just fascinating how that
goes.
I like to keep the conversation going with this stuff because I'm, like I said, I'm interested in all of this, all of what you're talking about.
Yeah, and me too. And I was learning from you again. I have left to split this between two episodes, but because we were talking about the monetization process, and the last one I was giving you how Threads has recently started monetizing just for their content creators, and it's a relatively small number, but it's a drop in the bucket. But they're also growing. Like Meta is also growing. So you're involved with companies that want to grow on scale. We've all become to some degree some form of media personalities, whether we want to be or not.
Yes.
Right.
It's an interesting juxtaposition. And yeah, they want people to stay on their app. So they obviously, that's why they monetize and appreciate creators who do well, because it's helping them out. And it's good to get in early, like you said, with Threads. Threads is still early. And that's the best thing you can do.
What'll be interesting from my end is to see if I'm going to be able to crack anything, because like you said, everything's so saturated now, and to have some type of identity that is outside of the traditional. I think that's kind of when I go, I'm a chiropractor who's into investing in trade. I'm still trying to find like that unifying theme. I know there's lawyers that that the chiropractors and lawyers, but you're usually going towards your market. So it's like, okay, if I say I'm in investing and trading, then I'm going to want to find other chiropractors that want to get into investing and trading. And then it's like, okay, Mark is a chiropractor, so he gets that end of it. And then if he's into, then he knows this other thing that I may or may not be in. Obviously, I want to attract people that are interested in getting involved in that. But if they're not, then they're not. Like, that's you either want to make find different vehicles to make money, and for me, investing and trading was one of those vehicles, or just want to, you know, build your wealth or grow in other ways. And you're finding ways in terms of monetization through what you're doing with social media. And ideally, like, you're kind of saying, it sounds like you would like to be a content creator as your primary.
Absolutely. Just because I found something that I love so much. And, you know, when people think of chiropractor, they think of adjustments online. But I'm kind of deviating from that, yet still keeping it somewhat in the realm, you know, just showing how people can move and take care of their bodies from that perspective. But yeah, it's it's an interesting thing that way.
Yeah. Again, you're really great at it. You have a nice sense of humor, and you're, and the way you edit your videos, I think, is very clever.
Well, and to flip it around, I've, you know, I dabbled in the cryptocurrency years ago and just whatever, just to something to do a little bit and see where it went, very small amounts of money. And now I look at you as the expert just generally in trading, so I can learn a lot from you to help grow, you know, that way as well, because I do, I like that sort of thing. But yeah. I'm a noob with that, to flip it around.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're all noobs somewhere. There, if you're growing and evolving, you should be a noob in something, because you only grow when you venture out of what you're already comfortable with.
And you, yeah, exactly. You just got to stick with it and not get, you just got to push through, because there are ups and downs and there's disappointments. But if you stick with it, you'll learn and get better at whatever you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Dr. John Host, and I'm so pumped to be having this ongoing conversation with you and see where it evolves for us. And I would like to give you the final word before we say goodbye to the audience. What advice do you have for someone out there listening?
Whatever you're interested in, just keep pushing through. Have fun with what you do. You know, these things, they sound like a chore, like with the editing and the whole process behind the scenes. But have fun. Have fun with the process, because that is actually what's going to get you to where you want to be. It's a lifetime learning thing. There's so many things I could get better at with my TikTok, for example. It, you know, if, as long as you keep learning and growing and are open to that, you will get there, whatever it is. Trading, showing stretches.
Right. Don't give up. That is so key. Do not give up on what you're doing. Awesome. Exactly. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of The Money Adjustment. And look forward to having our guest, Dr. John Hostin, back on again. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye. Thank you for watching this episode of The Money Adjustment. If you want more, like, comment, and subscribe. You can follow me on X at Mark Kramer. Until the next episode, stay healthy and wealthy.